And welcome back to Radio Sports Page. We're talking today with Norwalk senior girls golfer Ruby Hoke. And Ruby, you and the Warriors are set to open the season Saturday with a home meet at Willow Creek Golf Course in West Des Moines. How excited are you guys to get the season started?
Oh, we are so excited. We are just waiting, honestly, for a couple warmer days. But yeah, we're ready to compete this year.
Awesome. Yeah, I think everybody's waiting for that warmer weather right now and some sunshine, right? You're one of the top returning players for Norwalk this spring. What were some of your highlights or your top memories from last season?
Oh, yeah. The opener last year, the early bird at Willow, I placed second overall. So that was a fun way to open up the meet. But other than that, I had a couple of chip-ins, which was pretty fun.
Okay, so you started out fast last year, maybe looking to do that again this year on Saturday?
Yeah, for sure. I have a couple of goals that I set for myself. For 9 holes, I'm hoping to break 40 a couple of times. And then for 18 holes, I'm hoping to break 90.
Okay. I know the weather's been a little bit off and on here so far, but how have you been doing in practice this year so far?
Yeah, it's been really great, personally. I've been spending a lot of time, you know, around the green trying to improve my short game.
And I guess just kind of looking back, when did you get your start playing golf and who got you started? Was there somebody in the family that played a lot and got you going early? Or
yeah, the first time I ever picked up a club was my freshman year. I've had a lot of family members who have been golfers in the past, so I was like, hey, might as well, you know, add another activity. So yeah, picked up freshman year. Didn't get to play because of COVID, obviously. But sophomore year, I had the opportunity to play JV. And then in between then, I've taken, you know, some lessons from several different golf pros. And yeah, since then, I've, you know, had the opportunity to use, you know, golf simulator in the cold months to help me. So yeah, it's been a fun journey.
Okay, so I guess when you look back at when you got your start until now, where's an area of the game where you've really come a long ways?
Yeah, I definitely think my chipping and putting has gotten significantly better. You know, sophomore and junior year, that's kind of where my game was lacking significantly. So I've just dedicated a lot of time past year and even past few weeks to take some strokes off my game.
Okay, and I guess what do you like most about golf, and maybe what's the best aspect of your game, the thing that's always maybe come the most natural to you?
Yeah, well, I think one of my favorite things is on, you know, a day that you aren't playing your best, it really keeps you coming back because, you know, you just want to beat that bad score you had and want to do better.
You talked a little bit about your individual goals for this year, getting in the under 40 and under 80 in some rounds. Anything else there that you want to get done out there, either team or individual-wise?
Yeah, I think as a team, last year in the conference, we weren't, you know, super high in our Little Hawkeye Conference. But, you know, we have some really good underclassmen, some really good sophomores and juniors out this year who have been doing really well during practice, and so I'm really looking forward to a team and seeing how much we can improve from last year to this year to hopefully, you know, place better in our conference.
And what's the team like this year? Is it pretty young overall, or, you know, fairly inexperienced, or just kind of a mixed bag?
Yeah, pretty young. We don't quite have our full varsity lineup yet, but as of now, we have, you know, a couple of sophomores and a couple of juniors. So, yeah, it's a pretty mixed group.
And team chemistry pretty good. You guys get along pretty well on and off the course?
Oh, yes. Ton of laughs on and off the course. It's fun. Good team bonding time as well. So, yeah.
And just one or two more questions for you. Favorite course you've ever played on before?
Let's see. I really enjoyed playing at Winterset. I don't remember if that was just because I played good that day or what, but I always think of Winterset when I think of a course I like to play.
And I'm thinking that's a lot of hills over there, isn't it?
It is, yeah, for sure is.
And then one other thing, I don't know if you watch a lot of golf in your spare time or not, but is there a dream course out there you'd like to play on someday?
Ooh, probably the old course in Scotland. That would be pretty amazing.
That's a bucket list for you then, huh?
Yes, for sure is.
Okay, well, Ruby, well, thanks for joining us today. Best of luck to you and the Warriors out there this spring, and hopefully some good results on Saturday.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.